This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If there's one thing we've all learned the past 3 years, it's this. Healthcare gets really complicated really quickly. Here, though, is a part that's easy. Generic drugs are usually just as good as, but a whole lot cheaper than, big brand name drugs, which is why most health insurance providers force patients to go generic or pay through the nose. That is not, however, always the case when it comes to Medicare and its prescription drug plans, what are known as Part D. An investigation by ProPublica looked at more than 5 billion prescriptions and found Medicare is wasting hundreds of millions of dollars every year on brand names when generics would do, and that just 900 doctors accounted for more than $1 billion in that kind of spending. Amanda Aronchik reports.
In the southern part of Brooklyn, where the street names start heading towards the end of the alphabet, there's a surprisingly big medical complex on Avenue P.
As you see, this is our reception area.
It's the NYU Langone Levitt Medical Center.
We have 35,000 patients. It's like managing, from medical sense, a little city.
Dr. Susan Levitt runs this medical center. We've come here because there are 6 primary care doctors who prescribe brand name drugs far more often than their peers. Nationally, the ratio is almost 80% generic prescriptions to 20% for brand name drugs, whereas ProPublica found the 6 doctors here average closer to 50-50. These doctors wouldn't speak to us on tape, but Dr. Levitt would.
I always remind them to review the way how they prescribe, providing that it will not harm the patient.
Dr. Levitt says she does hold monthly quality assurance meetings, but that's where it ends. She doesn't monitor what her doctors prescribe. She herself sees patients, and almost half of her prescriptions were for brand-name drugs. That's 50% higher than her peers, although not as high as the 6 other doctors. So we asked her, why?
They insist, and they insist, and they insist.
She says her patients, many of them immigrants, pressure her to get what they consider the top-notch brand-name drugs.
They don't understand. You can tell them 1,000 times, oh, my God. I mean, you can tell them whatever you want. And they say, no, we prefer la la la.
If it's a generic, they don't want it.
That's Roman Belyayev. He works at the one-stop pharmacy on the ground floor of this medical center. He speaks Russian, and so does Jacqueline Blishtin, the pharmacist. The shelves are stocked with little biscuits from Russia, and most of their customers are from the former Soviet Union.
Sometimes they'll say, well, we tried the generic and it doesn't work, or we have these side effects from the generic and the brand works completely different. I want the brand.
No, my favorite is actually my neighbor took the generic and landed in the hospital.
Which is unlikely, given that generics are required to have the same active ingredients as the brand. And even when there isn't an exact generic, there's usually something close. For most of the 36 million people in Medicare Part D, the choice between brand and generic is easy because the brand is more expensive. That's not the case for the 11 million people who qualify for the low-income subsidy.
What's that, this?
People like Emma. She moved here from the former Soviet Union 5 years ago, and she qualifies for a low-income subsidy, so her copay is roughly $6 for a brand-name drug and $3 for a generic. So when it comes to the Nexium she takes, she's all about the brand.
Nexium is stronger, but omeprazole is cheaper and not so strong.
Omeprazole, the generic Emma's talking about, works just as well as Nexium for many people. But based on a typical Part D plan, it costs about $7 a pill, where omeprazole is just 56 cents. In the end, it doesn't matter what Emma thinks, because it's the doctor who writes the prescription.
Even the patient may have a different opinion.
Again, Dr. Levitt.
But doctor is the final stage.
And depending on the doctor, there can be a huge impact on cost.
Those providers are not held accountable for prescription drug spending.
Dr. Nancy Morden is an associate professor at the Dartmouth Institute and has written about Medicare Part D drug spending. She says that in general, doctors don't think about price.
Physicians do not know the price of the drugs they prescribe and often do not know if a drug is available generically or only by brand name.
That hasn't been lost on the drug companies. They've sprinkled these doctors' offices with pens and calendars and pads of paper, creating an ever-present reminder of their products. And ProPublica found that of the heaviest prescribers of brand-name drugs, nearly half have received more than $1,000 from drug companies, usually through speaking fees or free meals.
There's no question in my mind that that influences prescribing practices. The pharmaceutical industry would not be investing billions of dollars each year and sending drug reps to the offices if it weren't effective.
So why doesn't Medicare push doctors to prescribe more generics? In a statement, a spokesperson said, "Medicare leaves doctors and patients free to make medical treatment decisions that are best for the patient." In New York, I'm Amanda Aronchik for Marketplace.